Safety First, TÜV SÜD's podcast on cybersecurity and more.
Modern cars are becoming increasingly digital, with more and more networked control devices installed in them. Autonomous driving and the use of AI will further increase the complexity of the software architecture in vehicles. And as the German BSI writes in its latest report on the automotive industry, cyber attacks are more sophisticated and targeted in terms of quality. As a consequence, cybersecurity must be taken into account at an early stage in the development cycle of new vehicle models. New standards and norms should make a decisive contribution to this. Today, we discuss this with Christian Palken. He's head of future vehicle technologies at TÜV SÜD in the mobility division. Welcome, Christian.
Hello, Sabine. Very happy to be here.
Christian, modern vehicles are connected with the outside world, and this makes them vulnerable to manipulation by cyber attacks. True?
Very true. We see the increase of gateways in control units of vehicles. This, of course, affects the cybersecurity relevance in such vehicles. This can affect several safety components which are connected in this whole complexity, like driving assistance or brake systems that can affect safety of driver.
So what norms and standards do already exist today to increase cybersecurity in the automotive industry?
Yeah, let's start with the ISO 21434, which promotes the development of road vehicle cybersecurity based on the concept of security by design, which aims to help organizations defining, developing programs and procedures in the context of cybersecurity, and promotes a culture of cybersecurity within the whole organization, ensuring that the manufacturer do not neglect important key activities of cybersecurity, such as vulnerability assessment or management, threat analysis, risk assessments, and guides the manufacturer to define and manage cybersecurity risks under the cybersecurity management system requirements of this standard. The UNICE WP29 is actually not a standard, but a working group of the UNICE, which is called World Forum of Harmonization of Vehicle Regulations. This working group works not just with vehicle cybersecurity, but all aspects of regulating the construction of vehicle, registration, and periodic roadworthiness testing of wheeled vehicles. And the regulation name here is the R155 Cybersecurity Management System.
And which one is mandatory and what is on a voluntary basis?
Yeah, the UNICE R155 is mandatory and requires manufacturers to implement and demonstrate cybersecurity management system in their organization level in order to get type approval in European territory. The ISO 21434 is a possible proof of compliance, so it's not mandatory. But today we see that is the best proof of compliance regarding to the regulation R155.
And why the best?
Yeah, there is a lot of ways to demonstrate proof of compliance. And the ISO 21434 structure goes to all necessary organizational aspects to be considered in order to guarantee cybersecurity in this organization.
When a new type of vehicle is to be approved for the market, what are the concrete steps towards this mandatory certification?
So to get this mandatory certification, it's necessary naturally for the manufacturers an own assessment, or this assessment can be done by a third party like TÜV SÜD, which help them to understand where they are, what gaps are still to be closed in order to get this certification. So when this is done, the manufacturer needs as well a confirmation of a technical service, like from TÜV SÜD, of a successful test result. These tests can be analyzed by checking reports or monitoring certain real tests, physical tests in the organization, in the manufacturer, or even done by their own technical service laboratories. It depends on the criticality of the situation. And having these results, this confirmation, all formality will be closed with documents, which will be then sent to the authority, like the KVA here in Germany, but there are several in Europe. And these authorities will then give the stamp of the certification, and this company is prepared to homologate, to type approve new vehicle types. Without proof of such certification, automotive manufacturers today cannot obtain type approval. This means that they cannot sell vehicles, components, or software in the EU territory after June 2022. So we are talking about a very actual issue. Very important is that tier one, tier two manufacturers, as well as hardware and software suppliers, must provide evidence of their capabilities, including their organizational and technical cybersecurity process, to these manufacturers. So we see that the whole supply chain here is affected.
And what is the role of TÜV Süd as an independent certifier regarding the authorities and regarding the OEMs in the industry?
TÜV Süd supports the development of cybersecurity for automotive industry. Since we, with our products of certification and assessments, we cover all the compliance of the standard ISO 21434 and type approval of the R155 cybersecurity management system. And we have another important role in this in order to increase quality of safety analysis, as we are seeing that the software complexity are increasing and increasing. The relationship between OEMs and authorities and technical services need to be stronger, because evidence should be shown in different phases, as we see today in classic type approval process. So development phase are also important to be checked. And we need to readapt the way how we do our process of type approval. And TÜV Süd has the role to make a strong bridge between these three players, technical service, OEMs, and authorities, in order to get a stronger and a more transparent way of making type approval in this whole chain. Yeah,
Christian, and you are head of future vehicle technologies at TÜV Süd. Which technologies are the focus here?
So a big focus on autonomous driving and connected mobility. Just mentioned about the complexity we're dealing with. We need to rethink and readapt the way how we do safety checks, safety evaluations. And that's why we are focusing a lot in these technologies. But we cannot forget digitalization of processes and smart data management that also is integrated and process of the new homologation. And we need to consider as well the drive systems like e-mobility and hydrogen mobility. So this is also in focus.
What's your personal tip? What will our mobility look like in 10 years? What are the main challenges and any ideas how they can be solved?
Let's imagine a trusted mobility in 10 years. And to get there, three main aspects need to be in focus here. First and most, the protection of lives of all those involved in road traffic, yeah, must be paramount. In other words, it must be prevented that an attacker can modify or influence a vehicle function in such a way that people are harmed. Secondly, our society mindset. Yeah, our society is more technology dependent than ever before. Yeah. And in the context of mobility, the IT systems of connected vehicles need to be constantly monitored. This affects, of course, privacy data. Yeah, and this monitoring should be at all times and within the whole life cycle of the vehicle. And the third aspect that is very important to be checked, evaluated, is the global economy. We have gaps in cybersecurity at enterprise level, which are becoming one of the biggest threats of business growth today. And in the context of mobility, data fraud, the breakdown of information infrastructure, and cyber attacks must be contained.
Thank you very much, Christian, for these valuable insights, and stay safe.
Welcome, it was a pleasure.
Safety First is TÜV Süd's podcast on cybersecurity and more. Audio production by Ikone Media.